Thanks for listening to KGOU. I'm Richard Bassett. After a grueling year, a potential end to the COVID-19 pandemic is in sight. But as State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports, getting back to normal through vaccines means hard-to-reach or resistant communities need shots, too.
For Voice of Hope pastor Terrell McCoy, the fight against the coronavirus is personal.
Our particular congregation has been impacted by COVID. We could look at least 5 deaths that have occurred over the last year.
Terrell and his wife, Beverly, went to one of the local vaccination clinics that Oklahoma City County Health Department has sponsored. This one took place in late March at Star Spencer High School in Northeast Oklahoma City, a historically Black community. The department worked with more than a dozen churches in the area to coordinate signups in their congregations. The McCoys say they wanted to lead by example and show what a blessing the vaccine can be. And to remind people, this isn't their first rodeo with shots.
When I was in first grade, we were growing up, we got our shots. We don't have chickenpox, measles, mumps, polio because of the vaccinations. And so I'm grateful.
Mass vaccination sites, which just a few months ago felt like a pipe dream, are now seeing days pass with thousands of slots left empty. These points of dispensing sites, or pods for short, were a major part of the state's vaccine strategy at the beginning of this process. But Deputy Commissioner of Health Keith Reed says that's changing.
Up to this point, it's been very much about setting up pods, putting appointments out there and asking people to come to us. And that strategy will need to change. Well, we will start pushing more into the community.
Essentially, the people who are willing and able to travel out to these sites have already done it. The vaccine program is entering a new chapter, reaching Oklahomans who are either vaccine hesitant or facing barriers. Local health departments and hospitals are finding the solutions to each of those problems can overlap. The community leaders and organizations who can shore up trust in the vaccine can also help remove some of the obstacles residents face when they do want the shot. For the clinic the McCoys attended in March, the Oklahoma City County Health Department partnered with 16 local churches. Church leaders not only encouraged members to attend and get their shots, but also helped with registration, a process that has been a barrier for several vulnerable communities. For example, because of the tech-heavy nature of the state's online portal, the process has been especially difficult for seniors. Molly Fleming is a spokeswoman for the City County Health Department. She says her organization's existing relationships with the faith community help outreach efforts. But that vaccine clinic highlighted another critical partnership: local schools.
They already have that established trust in their area. We hope that when we set up at a school, they'll trust us more because they already have that trust with the school. The other thing is that the schools are just huge. You know, the high schools are great sites. And so we really like Grant and Douglas and Star Spencer, you know, because they're also spread out across the county, and that helps us reach everybody in the county.
OU Health agrees and is hosting a first dose vaccination site Friday at Santa Fe South High School, partially to reach more in the Latino community. Hallie Reeves, Vice President for Community Health Impact, says OU Health chose the site after monitoring the city for hardest hit areas and for locations that would better serve harder to reach patients.
If you look at vaccine distribution across the country, we're seeing that certain populations, including those who don't speak English as their native language, or those who are from a minority community, there's additional barriers to getting vaccinated. And also, if you look at the mortality rates associated with COVID, you see that there is a heightened risk.
Reaching underserved communities means bilingual volunteers and vaccinators, building an appointment portal that's available in other languages, and more. Oklahoma is not in the clear. Thousands are still sick. Hospitalizations and deaths are still taking place. Again, Pastor Terrell and Beverly McCoy are seeing it firsthand.
We even have someone who's in the hospital now on a ventilator. It's not over.
And we want to be an example for others as leaders that this is something that's going to help all of us.
More targeted vaccine clinics that use community partnerships, like the one the McCoys went to, are going to be center stage for the next chapter of Oklahoma's pandemic response. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.